One of those sacraments, confession, is one of, if not the most personal rituals in the church. Priests hear the penitent list his or her sins and then assign penance in private, usually in a small booth called the confessional.
Reconciliation is not only to heal your relationship with Christ, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, but also relationship with the community of faith. Because when you sin, you close yourself off to God's grace.
Father Craig Smith is pastor of St. Paul Catholic Church in Pensacola. Such close contact is being frowned upon in the fight against coronavirus. That's leading parishes to make some changes.
We've kind of moved the seats further apart from the screen, and there's also a separate chair that they can use if they want to go face-to-face, but at a distance. This thing started kicking off. Facilities manager put 6 different hand sanitizing stations within the church itself.
There are some parishes that offer drive-through penance, so-called dashboard confessions, while maintaining social distancing and other protective measures. Besides confessions, Smith says churches, including St. Paul's, remain open for other sacraments and activities, but in modified ways.
Well, we also are doing baptisms. As long as the group is less than 10 people, as the bishop also said, we're doing marriages for the essential, the couple, the witnesses, no more than 10 people at a time, weddings, baptisms, and reconciliation. Those are the three.
Before the onset of COVID-19, the church had no real handbook or game plan to handle a pandemic. Smith says they've had to make it up as they go along.
Our diocese, our bishop and his staff did a wonderful job in getting those steps out quickly of how we will approach it, what levels we'll take, depending on what is demanded by the government. I think the procedures will certainly be refined after the crisis is finished and during the crisis. How are we handling things? It's an organic, ongoing perfecting of the procedures.
Most Catholic churches offer reconciliation by appointment, and that hasn't really changed in the past weeks when it comes to time spent in the confessional.
We're allowing people to come in when they're able. We kind of want to make sure that they've done a proper examination of conscience, but I haven't noticed that, you know, as far as the length of the confession.
As far as any lasting coronavirus-related changes in Catholic procedure, Father Craig Smith says he doesn't expect any, but he adds that this point, it's really too early to tell.
It's still an ongoing process, and how long is this going to last? If they find that COVID-19 is dying out and they found a good medication for it and people are becoming immune to it, things might change a little, but still Mass should be with the community of faith, and so we'll have to see.
Meanwhile, Pope Francis is saying that general absolution of sin, confessing directly to God as opposed to through a priest, applies worldwide during the pandemic if all attempts to meet with a priest are exhausted. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.